It's 1911. There's no radio, much less TV or the internet. The Soldiers and Sailors Monument on the Circle is 9 years old. The hit song that year, as determined by sheet music sales that you played on the old piano at home, Alexander's Ragtime Band by Irving Berlin. And in 1911, for the very first time, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway would host a 500-mile race. A man named Harry Stutz built a car in 10 days and entered that car into the race. That car, nicknamed the Stutz Bearcat, was driven by Gil Anderson and finished the race in 11th place. But that was enough for Stutz and his business partner, Henry Campbell, to create what they called the Ideal Motor Company.
With the advent of the automobile business and manufacturing business in the Midwest, particularly Indianapolis, it became the hotbed for manufacturing.
That's Turner Woodard talking to our Indiana Public Broadcasting partners at WTIU a few years ago. He'll figure into our story in just a little bit. In 1913, the Ideal Motor Car Company became the Stutz Motor Car Company, with a sprawling complex between 10th and 11th Streets and Senate and Capitol Avenue. The company would build 35,000 cars there before succumbing financially to the Great Depression in 1935. But the building stood, at least until it appeared to be headed to the wrecking ball in 1993. And that's when Mr. Woodard, artist, developer, avid car collector, stepped in. He bought the Stutz, and as he said at the grand opening of the Stutz Car Museum there 3 months ago,
we thought that there'd be three components, and that would be architectural preservation. We thought it would be a community enhancement. Then finally, it had to be an economic decision and an economic driver.
Mr. Woodard opened up space for other artists and businesses at the Stutz, but then the vision expanded. Woodard sold the Stutz to another developer, Samara Road. And whereas a century ago the sounds inside the building would have been the assembly of vehicles, the sounds lately have been the renovation of those car building areas for other types of businesses. Businesses like Amelia's, a bakery and neighborhood market that's soon opening its third location at the Stutz. Charlie McIntosh is one of Amelia's co-owners.
So you got to work within what the building has, but unfortunately we have a lot of space to work with. So we were able to get what we wanted out of it.
The aforementioned Stutz Car Museum already is open. It features cars from Turner Woodard's personal Stutz and non-Stutz collection. And the museum space can also be used for other events. Julie Johnston manages that and other event space at the Stutz for her company, Vision Loft.
It is an elevated experience here, and the Stutz is an icon to the Indianapolis area. I wanted to be part of that. I wanted to experience its new elevation and watch it grow for years.
The Stutz is holding an open house and block party to show off what's new about the old place this Sunday, May 21st, 1 week before the anniversary of the race that started the Stutz Motor Company in the first place. Information is available at thestutz.com.